to DolphinsTalk.com Daily, the most listened to daily Miami Dolphins podcast on the internet. Come on, Dolphins fans. Time to fins up.
Hello, Dolphin fans, and thank you for listening to DolphinsTalk.com Daily, the most listened to daily Miami Dolphins podcast on the internet. I'm your host, Steven Masso, on this Thursday, April 18th. In today's episode, we're going to be discussing a lot about the Miami Dolphins 2019 schedule that was just released, and then we're also going to touch on a few other points, some quotes that were said, some rumors, but it is the offseason heading into the draft, so of course things are a little slow. So to start it off, we take a look at the Miami Dolphins 2019 schedule. Week one against the Ravens at home. Week two against the Patriots at home. Week three, the team heads to Dallas to play the Cowboys. Week four will be at home against the Chargers. Week five is a bye. Week six at home against the Redskins. Week seven in Buffalo against the Buffalo Bills. Week eight, the Monday Night Football matchup in Pittsburgh against the Steelers. Week nine at home against the Jets. Week 10, going to Indianapolis to play the Colts. Week 11, back at home against the Bills. Week 12, heading over to Cleveland, a little rematch with Jarvis Landry against the Cleveland Browns. Week 13, at home against the Eagles. Week 14, at New York to play the Jets. Week 15, again at New York to play the Giants. Week 16, back at home to play the Bengals. And then what a better way to finish a season than to be going to Foxborough to play the New England Patriots in Week 17. So that is the Miami Dolphins official 2019 schedule. So make of that what you will, but ESPN's beat writer for the Miami Dolphins, Cameron Wolf, had his thoughts, his game-by-game predictions as of now. And of course, take these with a grain of salt because there are injuries that occur throughout a season. It is a very long season. But as of right now, Dolphins reporter Cameron Wolf has the Dolphins going 4-12 this season. His game-by-game predictions go Ravens loss, Patriots loss, Cowboys loss, and Chargers loss. So that's an 0-4 start to the season. Then he predicts the first win to come October 13th at home against the Redskins, then another loss against the Bills, another loss against the Steelers, then against the Jets at home, that will be a win according to him, against the Colts, another loss, Bills, another loss, against the Browns, another loss, and the Eagles, another loss. Now, the next win comes against the Giants in New York, according to him again, and then versus the Bengals, another win, the only win streak for the Dolphins, and then the Patriots game to wrap up the season will be a loss, according again to Cameron Wolf, and that is how he predicts the Dolphins 4-12 season to pan out as of right now. Now, when I take a look at this schedule, I think this schedule is very tough, not just for the Dolphins, but for a lot of teams, this schedule would be very intimidating. But one thing that strikes me when I look at this schedule is there is a lot of tough running backs and a lot of tough offenses who like to pound the ball in this schedule. So if the Dolphins cannot get together that ability to stop the run, which really plagued the team in 2018, that was one of the biggest factors, in my opinion, for the Dolphins. It wasn't that the offense was so stagnant, but just the fact they couldn't stop the run was one of the most glaring problems to me. So I look at this schedule, you know, you head off against the Ravens. That's a team that you don't know if Lamar Jackson is going to be able to throw much better, so they're going to want to pound the rock. Then, of course, there's the game against the Cowboys. They run through Zeke. Then you head over against the Los Angeles Chargers. Melvin Gordon is there. You head up against the Redskins. Darius Geis was injured all season, but he could emerge as one of the top in the league. He looked extremely explosive in the preseason prior to his injury. Then you head over to the Steelers. James Conner's a threat. The Jets have newly acquired Le'Veon Bell. The Browns now have a multitude of weapons, but at the running back position, Nick Chubb was extremely dominant last season. And then you have the Giants with Saquon Barkley and the Bengals with Joe Mixon, who also looked terrific last season. So that is one of the main things I'm taking away. These are a lot of teams that have very talented running backs, and I'm very curious to see if this new Dolphins coaching staff can put together a team defensively that can lock down some of these guys. Because frankly, if it was the same 2018 team that we saw, I would strike these up as losses as well, because I don't think Miami would have had an answer for a lot of these running backs. Now, I think it is far too early to say which ones are going to be definite wins, definite losses, or to really put a good prediction up, just because it still hasn't, the draft hasn't even occurred. There are still so many holes on teams. There are going to be so many injuries to predict, but I don't think the 4-12 prediction is too bad at all. I think that is fairly close to what will happen. Games that I see that could be won are the ones that he said, the Redskins with Case Keenum. You don't really know what's going to be happening there. There are two matchups against the Jets and the Bills that could go either way. And then there's that game against the Giants. We don't know how well the Giants are going to be rebuilding that team. So those are games that I could for sure see going either way. But the NFL is a league where every single Sunday, it's a different week. There are going to be shocking games. The Vikings last season, who were one of the favorites to go to the Super Bowl, were blown out by the Buffalo Bills, a team that was starting Josh Allen in one of their first games. This is a game where anything could happen. There are plenty of trap games in the NFL, so there is going to be probably one or maybe two really wacky showings that the Miami Dolphins just completely dominate. But I still think that teams really regress to the mean of where they should be. The Jets, that one season where teams were predicting they wouldn't even win a game, they started off great. People were like, wait a second, but then they regressed to the mean just because they didn't have the talent on the roster once the injuries started to pile up and once people started to figure them out. So I think that is how the Dolphins season will pan out for the most part. There may be a few exciting wins here and there, but the roster for a large part has been purged to an extent. And once those injuries start to happen, I don't see much depth on this team, at least defensively, at the offensive line, at the receiver, there's a good amount, at the running back, there's, you know, a decent amount, but there are a lot of areas on the team where it's like, okay, if the team was healthy, it's solid, but you cannot expect that you will be starting the same guys at the end of the season. So either guys will have to step up or things will start to get ugly when the second stringers and the third stringers start to come out. And that's just how I expect this season to go. Again, I think offensively should be more exciting. You got Ryan Fitzpatrick at the helm, about as entertaining of a quarterback as you can get. But there are just a lot of holes on the roster, a lot of young guys being tasked to do great things. I think this will be a mediocre to a disappointing kind of season for the Miami Dolphins. But, you know, we'll be good for the future. That's what you are really looking at. Now, a few points I want to talk about are quotes by GM Chris Greer when he was talking about the Miami Dolphins. The first one is that he was asked about the quarterbacks, and he said, "We're not going to reach just to take one," which I think says a lot, because there are only a few quarterbacks who I think are the consensus top ones in this draft, and even then, they kind of bounce around. Now, Kyler Murray, I think, has emerged and solidified himself as the top one. There were the talks about his size. I think that's all out the window. I think he's the top guy. The other one you have is Dwayne Haskins, but even now, the rumors keep bouncing up and down. I will give props to the NFL, because they are great, the media-wise, at hyping up every quarterback option. Now, there are talks that Daniel Jones is the guy, and he is the one guy I would hate for Miami to get. There's always one guy. Last year, Vita Vea, I did not want the Dolphins to get him. This year, it's Daniel Jones. Please do not draft him. But what Chris Greer's quote says to me is that they will not be looking at those guys who are kind of in the middle. They want the consensus top guy. They're not going to go and waste an opportunity to get some potentially elite defensive player, or maybe even trade down and get a very good receiver, or get a defensive back or an offensive lineman just because there is a quarterback who is there. They recognize that there is a need, but they want to make sure they get the pick right, and they're not going to reach for just any quarterback. So maybe if there's some miracle and the Cardinals don't get Kyler Murray, the Dolphins could look at a trade there. Or maybe if they really view Dwayne Haskins as the guy and he falls to them, same thing could be said about Drew Lock. But just know, if they don't view him as a consensus elite potential quarterback, I don't think they're going to do it. And the thing that we heard thrown around so much was how much of a weak quarterback class this draft was. So maybe all that media has us a little bit confused about how these GMs truly do view these guys. Maybe there are truly only two consensus, potentially elite quarterbacks, and Miami is saying that, hey, if we're not getting one of those two guys, then we're going to take the best player available, whether it's an offensive lineman, whether it's a defensive player. That's what's going to happen, and we're going to be patient. We're going to play the waiting game and make sure we get the right guy in a future draft. That's just what it says to me. Now, the next quote is also from GM Chris Greer in regards to Rashad Jones. He said, "Rashad Jones does not want to trade. He is going to be here," which is great to hear if you're a Dolphins fan. Rashad Jones has had a great career. There are plenty of people here who are still a fan of him. A lot of people agree that he is getting up in age, and trading him may be the right move for the organization, including me. I think that would be the right move. But here, what he is saying, the GM, is that he is not going to be traded. Well, what I'm going to say is never 100% believe quotes like this. Every player has a price and they will be traded. Until the draft is over, I would not believe that there is no chance that Rashad Jones gets traded, because I think the Dolphins want to acquire picks again for the future. And I think Rashad Jones is definitely still a guy who's on the market despite this quote. I mean, we heard with the Giants, Odell Beckham, we signed this new contract because we want him to be a part of this organization and we totally intend to keep him here for the long haul. Well, guess what they did? They traded their superstar that they signed a huge extension for right after, because they were in a rebuild and they were able to understand that every player has a price. And that's frankly what I think the Dolphins are going to, how they're going to address this Rashad Jones thing. So believe whatever you want. Maybe he will stick around, but until the draft is over, I will not believe that Rashad Jones is 100% going to be on the team come 2019 opening day. That is just my thought process. And that's how I'm going to wrap up this episode, guys. As always, you can follow me on Twitter at Shady Steven. You can follow my podcast if you want to hear more from me at Via The Source. And remember to follow Dolphins Talk on Twitter. That is at Dolphins Talk. And go to DolphinsTalk.com to stay updated on all the news about the Miami Dolphins. And that's how I'm going to wrap it up, guys. It was a pleasure to be your host. Until next time, I'm Steve Amasso, and this was your DolphinsTalk.com daily podcast.
Thank you for listening to the DolphinsTalk.com podcast. Be sure to visit DolphinsTalk.com every day for all of your latest Miami Dolphins news.